what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, a lot has happened in this lockdown and just in general. And let me say this. When you go into business with somebody, when you've got this great idea, you might not necessarily have the funds to start this business. And you go in with either a silent partner or just an equal partner, whatever. Think carefully who you go into business with. Because when it goes bad, it can go bad. All right. So this guy, Troy, has been in business with this other guy. And Troy is a bigger shareholder than this guy. But this guy brought expertise to the business in the form of knowing how to run the place. Okay.
Right.
But what happened was, is that this guy, while he was running the place, he also had his fingers in the till.
Oh, no.
And Troy found out about that.
Oh, that's ugly. That's very, very ugly.
So Troy said, listen, this can happen in two ways. One, I can call the cops and have you locked up for theft. Mm. Or those shares that you have in this business, it kind of matches what you stole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the shares and get to step in, my man. Jog on. This company now is entirely mine.
Let's cut our losses in this business relationship. You go on your merry way.
Yes. Okay. But now, that guy that had his fingers in the till, he's got a big friend. And that big friend is me.
No! Are you helping the bad guy?
I'm on the side of the bad.
Are you helping the scallum?
Correct, yes.
No! Usually you get the scallums. That's how this works, Simpson.
Yesterday I got a scallum. Today I'm helping a scallum. I am an equal opportunity offender.
It's like a movie. We're watching a movie. We're listening to a movie.
All right. By the way, it wasn't the scallum that got in touch with me.
Okay.
It was one of Troy's friends that got in touch with me. That said, listen, this is going on.
Okay.
It'll be quite funny. All right. I must just tell you that Troy, I'm told, is 6'6". The guy that I'm about to call. Here we go.
Troy speaking.
Troy, it's Gerard, yeah. Hi, I'm phoning about my cousin.
Okay.
This Lignosh.
This Lignosh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. My friend, we need some more money.
Who needs money for what?
You paid him short. You screwed him.
Dude, he screwed me. If he plays any games, I will take him to jail for all of the criminal cases I have against him.
The 17,500 rands is expired now. It's run out. Okay?
Listen here. I have nothing more to say. He owes me a lot of money. If there's any more trouble caused, that's going to be very simple. I'll be putting him in jail. That's what the contract says. He's stolen from me in many ways, and that's the simple of that.
No, my friend, you've stolen the man's whole business.
No. He stole over 200,000 rand from me, and the best way he could pay me back is to give me back the pub. He needs to give me back that money, then we can start talking. Rather give me back all that money. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'd love all that money back. He's already signed for it. I'll put him in jail.
Well, I'll put you...
I'm going to phone him right now and tell him that.
Hello?
Hello? Listen, I've told you straight. It's very, very simple.
My friend, can you just listen to me for a second? Just shut your mouth.
There's nothing to listen to. He either pays me back for the money he owes.
Shut your mouth.
Or he loses what he pays, what he shares. It's very, very simple. He's really signed for that.
S-H-U-T, shut your mouth. Okay, let me tell you something, my friend. You say you want to put him in jail. I'll put you in a coffin.
Okay, well, whatever it is, this is what's happening.
I'm coming to collect 10,000 rand.
In a coffin.
Sorry?
I don't have 10,000 rand.
What are you talking about? You don't have 10,000 rand.
Hello.
So listen here for me, please. Okay. I want a brown paper bag with 10,000 rand.
Now listen here, this is not going to happen. This is my money. You're not getting any of it.
No, it's not your money. You've taken the money from my cousin. Okay?
Now listen here. Come to my place and I'll show you who's boss.
Okay, look, let me tell you something. You're a hypnotist, right?
Yeah.
You're a hypnotist, right? So you think you got all clever magic. Let me tell you something, my friend. I will make you sleep without hypnosis.
So let's visit the next tree who goes to sleep first.
Yes, I'll make you go look into the eyes, ding dong, ding dong. I'll make you sleep with one punch, bro.
Yeah, well, let's find out. Come to my place, and I'll show you who's got the special hypnosis club.
Yeah. Hey, TikTok, look into the eyes. Look into the eyes. TikTok.
I can't listen to this anymore. Listen, yeah, come and meet me, and we can have a chat.
No, just listen to me. You're in a quiet, dark room. Think of an island somewhere. Are you thinking?
Yeah.
You're feeling sleepy and sleep. Are you sleeping?
No, I'm not sleeping. I'll show you who's going to sleep next time.
Oh, sorry to wake you up. You want to know my name?
What's your name?
Gerry the Destroyer.
Okay.
Gerry the Destroyer.
What does that mean? Gerry the Destroyer.
My guy, I'm going to make you sleep so long when you wake up, your clothes will be old-fashioned. How big are you?
And you come meet up with me, bring all your bras, and I'll show you what's going to happen from there. You bring your harness and whatever comes with you, and I'll show you who the Jerry is, who the Harry is.
Oh, okay.
I don't care who the or Harry you are.
Oh, sleep. Shut up, you're boring me.
Yeah.
I'll make you sleep by reading you a bedtime story. Once upon a time, there was a guy called Troy. And he died. End of story. Now sleep.
Yeah, you'll be the first one, dude.
How are we going to do this, my friend? How are we going to do
this? It?
It's our racket.
Finally.
Dude, were you scared? Were you scared?
I was a little bit. Well done, dude. Yeah.
I love how brave people are on the phone. Me especially. Taking on a 6'6" big dude. Hey. So, again, if your business partner has messed you around over this time, I'm here to help you. Alright. Gerry the Destroyer.
Like the unscariest scary dude.
What are you talking about? That was intimidating, Serbs.
That was not chilling at all.
Ay, ay, ay.